Coach, we saw a lot of firsts today. Probably the first Friday in a long time it was a beautiful day. I've never seen so many infield fly rules today. And a lot of errors combined for both teams today, but you guys were able to take advantage of those errors today and get two wins here.
You know, we were able to, like you just said, to take advantage of some errors. And, you know, a couple times on the bases, I think we kind of made them think about where to throw the ball, and our aggressive base running was on point today. You know, even with, like, Caitlin Arbert's infield fly, the girl dropped it. Sorry, the umpire called the infield fly rule, and the girl still wound up dropping it, but Caitlin still went for it, ran to third, and, you know, I think she still wound up, you know, scoring on that one the next at bat. So, you know, congratulations to these girls at being smart on the bases, you know, stepping up to the plate and getting a couple of line drives when we really needed it.
I know at times it was tough defensively, but you were able to turn a couple of double plays here today. The first one that was in the first game, the 1-6-3 double play, that was a thing of beauty. And the second one was on a fly ball to right field, and runner off the bag at first base didn't tag up. And so that was nice to see your defense be able to pull off a couple of double plays like that.
You know, I think that might have been the first double play that I've seen that was hit to the infield. You know, it wasn't like a pop fly double play. It was actually an actual turn two but double play. So, you know, that's something to be proud of. You know, that was definitely a highlight for, you know, Macy and Caitlin and Lindy.
In the second game, you kind of had to know it was going to be your game. You get an infield or a single. The ball goes right off the front of the pitcher's mound and flies up in the air and into shallow left field. And then the second one, it hits off the bag in fair territory, third base side, and you're able to score runs on that. You had to know it was just your day.
Well, you know, the girls actually, you know, they're hitting the ball really hard.
Yes.
And, you know, even as an infielder, if you hit the ball really hard, you know, sometimes all the infielder can do is just try and knock it down. And, you know, like, Macy hit the ball so hard to the third baseman, they knocked off her face mask, the third baseman's face mask. So, you know, I think some of the girls are a little discouraged because they're hitting the ball right at some of the players. But when you're hitting the ball, I mean, you've got to make those infielders make good plays. And, you know, that's what the girls did.
Caitlin Roberts had a pretty solid game in the circle first game. Renford, it was kind of tough at times for her, but the defense bailed her out at times, and at times it was her making good pitches to get the pop-ups or groundouts right back to her. And that was good to see from Lindy, kind of bounce back and fighting some adversity, because a lot of times Colby with two outs had a lot of base runners on board.
You know, Caitlin did pitch a really good first game, and she played pretty solid at second base. You know, and Lindy, she did really well. You know, I think she kind of learned a little bit from Monday, and she carried it over today, and she pitched the ball really well. Sometimes it just kind of matters on the umpire if they're going to call her pitches or not, and she was pitching a little bit higher, but sometimes you find an umpire that likes those little high pitches, and it works out for her. So sometimes you just kind of have to find out what the umpire's like and keep pitching where they want it, you know? So, you know, both girls did really well. And
well, yeah, also with Lindy, she got the team's first home run of the year, and boy, there was no doubt about that ball. That one sailed way over the fence in left field.
Well, as many pop flies as she hit today, I'm glad she did hit. That is a highlight. You know, Lindy is a good hitter, and she hits that ball really hard. She uses her legs, and she's got pretty good form with her hands. Sometimes she just gets just below it just a little bit, and it kind of pops it up. But that home run, she hit it pretty solid, and it was up a little bit higher, but I think she seriously probably hit even behind the fence at least 10, 20 feet. So it was definitely gone.
Yeah. You get two wins. This is a much better team, Colby, than what the record indicated. We mentioned that a little bit in the pregame. Just the schedule that they've played with TNP and Hayes High and Garden City on their schedule. But now for you, it's all about being the Road Warriors. Six games next week, three doubleheaders, and all fairly long trips. Starts with Ulysses on Tuesday, Stanton County on Thursday at the makeup game, and Hugoton on Friday. And, you know, Ulysses is a team that's kind of up and down this year, and opportunity for you guys to start off the week on a high note in Ulysses.
You know, Colby's on a team to look past, because we'll see them again in regionals. And last year, I think we beat them twice on the road last year, and I think we were kind of looking past them a little bit for regionals. And, you know, they definitely showed us they could play ball. You know, we can't look past Colby, because, I mean, they were hitting the ball really well. We were just hitting the ball more, you know. And next week, it's going to be, yes, you're right, we're going to be the Road Warriors, and it's not going to be an easy week. You know, we have tough schedule from here on out. So, you know, hopefully the girls are ready for the challenge, and hopefully for good weather.
Yeah. Knock on wood, so far looks nice anyway for next week. Coach Aaron Myers joining us here. Enjoy this doubleheader sweep. You're 4-0 in league here and 9-1 here with 8 games to go in the regular season. Congratulations on the wins here today, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Adam.